Thoughts on 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 11. Now, I've given the title, Worship, to this verse, Worship, and to this discourse. What kind of title would you choose? I did wonder about response. Peter has said, the God of all grace, who called you, he's talking to believers, to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself, what a guarantee, what a glorious promise, as I said, will restore you, will make you perfect, that's the better rendering, and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. And naturally, therefore, as I said, I believe in that discourse. To him is the power. To him be the power. Ascribing praise to God. It's the response to God. It's the reaction to this glorious promise. But I've raised it higher. I believe it's fair to do so. I would call this, what is it else, is it? But worship. Here is this man, this believer, listening to this. This woman, listening to this. We're suffering. We're tried. But the God of all grace, our God and Father, the one who called us to his eternal glory in Christ. Yes, we have to suffer now. These momentary troubles are working for us an exceeding, far greater weight of glory. Will himself perfect us through these sufferings. This is part of our growing in grace and in the knowledge of Christ into Christ's likeness, our transformation. He'll make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Yes, we feel weak. Yes, we're fearful that we'll collapse and fall. Perhaps we won't keep on going. Perhaps we'll die badly. We won't die in the faith. We won't be strong and so on. He will keep you. Here's the promise. Naturally then, from this regenerate heart, it must be instinctive, I was going to say. It's almost natural, but it's spiritual. Comes this response, to God be the power. Be the wisdom, be the glory. But here it's power. That's what we need. We're weak. We're feeble. Our enemies are strong. They're far too strong for us. Let's make no bones about it. Satan is more experienced in this battle than ever I am. He's had these hundreds, thousands of years of battling with saints. And here I am, just come now. He knows all the tricks of the trade. But to God be the power and forever and ever. He has the power. And all of it, those promises in verse 10, and all the other doctrine. I mean, verse 10 is only the end of five chapters of teaching here. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience by the precious blood of Christ, sprinkling of that blood, and all the rest of it, inheritance, glorious, the hope, Christ coming again. To God be the glory, to God be the power forever and ever. So be it. Not the system, not institutions, not men. God, not self, no. God himself, God alone. Not unto us, O Lord, Psalm 115. Not unto us, but unto your name be the glory. We cannot bestow power upon God. Peter's not doing that. He's just simply saying, that's what I wish for God. That's what I recognize in God. He's ascribing it to God. It's just simple, clear adoration, exaltation, rejoicing in. We're suffering at the hands of our enemies, but we're rejoicing in the power and the glory of God. We're adoring this power. We suffer at the hands of powerful enemies. But God has the power. He has the real power. He has all power. All power is given unto me, said Jesus, Matthew 28. Eternal glory, eternal power forever and ever. Amen. So be it, so be it. This is what I want. A full-hearted agreement. Amen, so be it. Believer. This is the confidence we have. What a large hope. What a strong confidence we can have. What majesty there is. What a response to God. Unbeliever, listen. This is our hope, but for you, what a thought. This powerful, all-powerful God is against you. You can't wish power to God. He has the power of life and death in your life and death in his hands. He has the power of eternity in his hands, your eternity in his hands. Don't fool with God. Call upon the name of the Lord. Seek the Lord while he may be found, and that is now. Call upon him while he is near, and that is now. Don't delay, I urge you. To him, to God, alone be the power, all power, forever and ever. Amen. And what do we say, brother and sister? Amen.